Do you know who you are and whose you are? Welcome to Identify You, where lives are being transformed by identifying who you are in Christ Jesus. I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostest, and here I've cultivated a safe space for us to expose some of the broken pieces that God has used to make us whole. By the end of today's show, you'll be able to identify who you are and put your crown back on. So let's get into today's episode. You guys, we're back for another show. And today, I think I told y'all last time that I wanted to kind of break down adversity into like a couple of different smaller bites because it was just so much to take in. So we are continuing our mini adversity series. And today we're going to be talking about flexibility and adaptability. Okay. So to kick it off, I have a quote for you today, and the quote is by the great Nelson Mandela, and it is, "Don't judge me by my success, judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up." Okay, that is a powerful one right there, because as we have been talking about in this series, your failure is not a failure. It's just stepping stones to the next thing. And it helps you with your resilience when you are overcoming challenges and things that you may face. So I thought that was a powerful quote for flexibility and adaptability that we're going to discuss today. So our Bible verse comes from Ecclesiastes 3:1, which reads, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." And that's a very powerful verse because it speaks to just how there's different seasons, right? Like you're going to go through different things, and every season calls for different tools, different resources. You're going to be equipped for something in a different season, but there's a time for every matter. So when you hear that you're here for such a time as this, that means that God knew specifically what he wanted to do with you. He knew how he wanted to use you. He knew how you would be purposeful for the time at hand. So I thought that that was just so powerful, because when we think about flexibility and adaptability, flexibility is simply like being able to adjust to changes or any circumstances, which means any season, any time. And when we're going back to Ecclesiastes 3:1, it's like you got to be flexible for whatever season it is, whatever time or matter it is under heaven, right? So I thought that was very powerful, and I wanted to share that with you. So my first point of the day is adaptability is a skill. I truly believe that it's a skill because you have to literally look at the world, like the life that we live, as a university, like a teacher, right? Adversity is a stern but invaluable teacher, schooling us in adaptability and flexibility when confronted with unexpected changes. We don't control the world. We don't control the universe. God is the creator of the universe. So he knows exactly the beginning to the end from the beginning. And we have to be okay with whatever is going to happen in this time that we're here. And I believe that when we look at the world and the universe as our school and as a teacher, then you open yourself up to more opportunities and more challenging times and just whatever is thrown your way. Like you look at it as an opportunity to learn and grow, which we've been discussing very heavily. Navigating challenges demands a willingness to adjust, innovate, and thrive in uncertainty. So growing up, like I changed schools a lot in grade school. So like K through five, I moved around a lot. I probably went to, I can't even remember off the top of my head, but probably like 7 or 8 elementary schools. And I always was like, this is just not it. Like I would always have to make new friends. And that was super easy because I'm just a sociable person and, you know, easy to like. But I would have to like make new friends, get to know a new area. But it helped me to become flexible. Like, I was just like, okay, like, this is where we're at now. This is what I have for this time. So I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to learn here. I'm going to grow here. So I feel like it's the same thing with any changes or unexpected occurrences in your life. You have to just accept it. Like, okay, this is where we are now. How can I learn? How can I grow? Like, it really be sounding like so simple. I feel like we just really overcomplicate everything as humans. So we just got to be okay with it, because like during those times, like I said, when I was growing up, I didn't have control over where we would live or any say so. Like, I'm a kid, and I feel like kids are the most flexible. Like, they are so flexible. They are okay with a lot of stuff. Like, of course, like, you know, things affect them and they have feelings and things like that. But usually, like, if mommy or daddy say so, or their guardian says, like, you know, this is what we're going to do, like, kids are going to ask, like, you know, why or, you know, how or whatever. But I feel like usually they're okay with, like, okay, well, this is what it is. And, like, they just move on to the next thing, or, like, you know, make the best of the situation. But I feel like as adults, like, we just overcomplicate, like, everything. And I know it could be hard, like, especially like for me, like, because I had moved around a lot, I had gotten to my mind like, oh, I want to be stable when I grow up. Like, I wanted to live in the same house forever, and I wanted my kids to go to the same school forever. But then as I became an adult and life started living, it's like, no, God is going to actually call you to things that don't look like what you had in mind. So, for example, like, I sold my home last year, and y'all, lived in that house for 6 years. And I always knew like that wasn't going to be like my forever home that I like raise my kids in and they go to like school or be, you know, growing up in a community around the same people. But I still like had like the sense of stability. Like, I was like, oh, I've been here for 6 years. Like, it felt comfortable. And usually that's what we're afraid of when it comes to adversity and when you got to be flexible and adaptable. Like, we're just comfortable and we don't like to be uncomfortable. Like, people don't like to be uncomfortable. Think about just the air and heat. If you are married or in a relationship and your significant other likes it to be hot and you like it to be cold, like, you don't want to be uncomfortable, but sometimes you just got to be flexible because you want to make the other person happy. And I feel like it's really the same thing, like, when it comes to life and just especially faith, and especially when God tells you to do something that you don't want to do or you're hesitant about doing it. It's like, for me, I look at it as, man, I really don't want to do this thing, but I know that it will be pleasing to my Father, so I'm going to do it anyway. Or I really want to do this thing, but I'm also really comfortable, so I don't really know about this thing. However, I know that comfort keeps me stagnant and I really want to grow, so I'm going to just do the thing. So that's how you got to really like look at it. Like, just change your perspective and like talk yourself through it sometimes too. Like, for me, like, talking through things like really, really helps. So I love that. I think that adaptability is a skill and you have to continue to work that skill. It's not just like a one and done thing. I think that it continues to show up in different areas of our lives and gives us opportunities to be adaptable. So I thought that that was really good to share. And then number two is embracing change. That's the flexible part about it. That's the just embracing, embracing change. My voice is like, sound like kind of cracky to me, but it probably don't even sound like that to y'all. But changes in life are inevitable. Like, we literally cannot control every little thing. So we might as well focus on the things that we can control. And we need to stay flexible and focus on the mission, which is like the life mission, your purpose. But if you don't know that, then it kind of becomes more complicated because you don't have anything to focus on. So you are focused more on just the small things that don't really matter, the changes that are happening, the challenges that you're facing, because you don't have that overall purpose or that mission already. So it's really important to really get focus and ask God, like, what is the purpose for my life? Because we all have a purpose. We are all here for a reason. And I do believe that God will reveal it to you when you ask, like asking you shall receive. And the Bible says you have not because you ask not. So a lot of times, like I find when I'm coaching like young adults in their 20s, they're like, I'm trying to figure out my purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. Da, 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 da. Like purpose is like such a buzzword. But it's like, have you talked to God about it? Have you consulted God about it? And then they're usually like, no, I didn't think about it like that. But it's like, guys, we have to include God in everything that we do. And that means your purpose, your life mission. What are you supposed to be doing in this season? Incorporate God in it all. Have a conversation with him. It's really that simple. Again, going back to it's simple, but we overcomplicate it. God calls us to think and act creatively and flexibly to accomplish our mission. Everything we need is already in us. That's the beautiful thing about it. Again, we overcomplicate it. We be thinking that it's an outside source or something that's going to appear magically when really it's already in you. So God wants us to act creatively. He wants us to think. He wants us to be flexible. He wants us to be resourceful so that we can accomplish the mission, so that we can fulfill our purpose. And it just becomes easier the more you practice it. That's why I say a skill set, because you got to practice it to get better at it. Like, you can't just think that it's going to be a one and done situation, because change is always going to be happening. So you got to always be practicing. I always say, like, my faith has to be active. So you can't say you got faith and your faith ain't never been tested. It's like you ain't never had to use the faith. So how do you know you got faith? You know what I mean? So I feel the same way about just flexibility and embracing change. Like, how do you know that you are able to embrace change if change ain't never happened? How do you know that you're flexible if you never had to be flexible? So when an opportunity presents itself, or when a challenge presents itself, rather, look at it as an opportunity. So my next point is learning from setbacks. Woo, listen, Linda. Y'all, learning from setbacks. Setbacks are a natural part of life, and the ability to bounce back from them is a valuable skill. Again, we're talking about those valuable skills. Y'all, it's going to happen. Something is going to happen, okay? Setbacks are inevitable. It's going to happen. And when I was preparing for this message, the Holy Spirit gave me the example of an elevator with people on it, right? So imagine, like, you go to the elevator, you press the up button because you want to go to the fourth floor and you're at the lobby. So the elevator comes, you get on the elevator, you press the number 4, but somebody on the elevator already had the underground before the lobby. So like they were going to the parking garage. So like the underlevel. So they already had that press before you got on. So you want to go up, but you had to go down first before you could go up. So it was like you kind of got set back from your destination, but it was only temporary. So we have to look at setbacks as that, like, this is only temporary. I'm in transition. Like, you know, you're on the elevator. You know, you're going to get to the fourth floor, but you had to go to the underground garage area first for that person. So it was a minor setback, but you still got to the destination. So I feel like that's kind of how we have to, like, look at setbacks in our life. Like, okay, this is a setback. Like, I may not have gotten to my destination when I thought I should or when I thought I would, but it's okay. I'm gonna still get there. And that's when you have the chance to embrace resilience. That's when you have a chance to reframe your perspective. Because on that elevator, you're going to the fourth floor, you could have got all upset, like, oh, never gonna make it to the fourth floor, da, 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 just so upset. Or you could have be like, it's okay. I got a moment to breathe while we go down to the underlevel ground and then come back up. Or I got a chance to think about some things, think about some thoughts before I get up here and do what I need to do. Like, changing your perspective is just like little small shifts. It's not like something massive that needs to take place. Like, just little things like breathing. Like I said, like, a lot of times we forget to breathe anyway. So it's like that gave you an extra moment to do something that you needed to do. That gave you an extra moment to think, to have a little bit more of planning time for something. You know what I mean? Like, so just little small shifts and just reframing your perspective. And then also setting clear goals. Like when a setback happens, okay, we look at this from all angles, we shift our perspective, and then now we're going to set some goals. So I want to give a solid example from my life, which happened in 2022 when my late husband passed away. That was a setback for me. I was devastated. I'm like, wow, not only did my husband pass away, but now I feel like my life is over. I literally felt like that was the end. Like, this is it. And I had to literally take a step back. I had to reframe my perspective because what am I thinking? Like, we have two children who are very small and their lives are just beginning. So how could this be my ending when they have one parent that is still here? So I need to shift my perspective and embrace resilience and set some clear goals on how am I going to overcome this situation that I'm currently in. So yes, of course, I acknowledge my emotions because I have every right to feel what I'm feeling. I'm grieving, right? But I'm not going to stay there. I couldn't stay stuck. So I had to set clear goals. Okay, I need to heal. That was first and foremost. That's a clear goal. What do I need to do for that healing process? Breaking down that goal into smaller bite sizes. Coming up with the second goal and then the third one. And I usually like to just try to stick to three goals at a time. You know, some seasons require more, but during that time, like I was like, it's only three things that I'm really focused on. So you have to figure out like, what are your clear goals? When you get very clear on something and you can break it down to smaller sizes, then that really helps you to execute. Because when we have like these big vague goals or this big picture, we get, what is it, like frustrated, burnt out, or lack of motivation because we feel like we're not accomplishing it fast enough, when really like you are putting more weight on yourself because you didn't break it down small enough. You trying to eat the whole elephant at a time. It's this thing where they always say you got to eat the elephant bite size by bite size, which like, think about it. Like you can't eat a whole elephant. You got to take it bite by bite. So set clear goals and break it down into smaller goals. And then learn from adversity. Like, again, I talked about this so much on the last episode. What is this trying to teach me? What is God trying to get my attention about? Learn from it. Grow from it. Because if you don't, it's probably going to show up again in another area of life, or it's going to spin a block and come at you again. So it's important just to learn from it. Just learn from it and grow, okay? Because we can literally turn our setbacks into powerful sources of motivation and fuel to achieve our life goals. And I truly, truly believe that because, you know, for my situation, I looked at that as a setback and I was devastated. I was disappointed. I was heartbroken. But it also fueled me because I'm like, oh no, I gotta really be on it. Like my kids are my motivation. Like they are babies. They are just getting started. I gotta make sure I keep their father's memory alive. I gotta make sure, you know, I'm healed so I can help them heal. It gave me the power that I need, that energy, that motivation. It just fueled me to continue to achieve my goals. So it's not about avoiding challenges, but again, using them as stepping stones so that you can get to a greater heights of achievement. And I truly believe that we all have overcome some type of adversity. So I challenge you this week to sit and reflect and have a moment in your journal with God and think about some times where you had to truly overcome adversity. And think about how you grew from that. What did you learn from that? Think about what it did for you. So yeah. And then now I want to get into my Dear You letter. Okay. And got my journal right here. So let's get into it. Dear You, amidst life's unpredictable dance, embrace the rhythm of flexibility. Like a willow in the storm, bend without breaking. Adversity is the sculpture of adaptability. Let it shape you into a masterpiece of resilience. In the face of change, find strength in your ability to pivot and adjust. Trust in your capacity to weather storms. For each twist and turn is a chance to showcase your unwavering adaptability. In the dance of challenges, may your steps be swift, your spirit unyielding. Flexibility is your friend, and adaptability is your superpower. With fluid strength, me. So that's our Dear You letter for today. Y'all, you're going to get through this. If you're currently in a situation where you're having to be flexible or adapt, I'm here to let you know you're going to get through this. You can do this. You're flexible. And keep pushing. Keep pushing. So identify you. Let's go ahead and get into our affirmation. So our affirmation of the day is, in the face of adversity, I embrace change with resilience and flexibility, knowing that adaptability is my strength. There it is. There it is. Adaptability is your strength. If you have gotten anything from this episode today, be sure to share this with someone else, someone who may be going through adversity right now, someone who may be facing difficult times, challenging times. Share it with them, because sharing is caring. And we want everyone to grow and evolve. So I appreciate you all for tuning in for yet another episode. If you haven't already, subscribe to us on YouTube at I Am Shakira TV and listen wherever you get your podcasts at, okay? I am so grateful for you all. I plan to do like a Q&A type video here soon. So if you have like any questions that you would like to ask me, please DM me on Instagram at I Am Shakira TV, and I will be sure to answer those questions when I get to the episode. As always, make sure you walk by faith and slay, plus pray each and every day, because God, He will make a way. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you next time.